Log Talk Radio.
Moses, coming. So he put leprosy on Miriam, put her out of the kingdom. Prince Aaron. And then even like Sarah, your sons were healed later on in the scriptures. But God said, you don't know who this man is. So the God that was with Moses that like that and all the other miracles that Moses performed in the presence of the people to reveal God, God told them who he was. Don't never go. So God said, just like I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. And so Israel said, Joshua, whatever you say, we're going to do it. Because we see that the same God that was with Moses is with you. So whatever you tell us to do, we're going to do it. How many times have they said that, glory to God, and still disobeyed? But this was the heat of the moment, amen. And so God told him, as they were preparing to go conquer the land, God told him, don't worry about it. Glory to God. Be of good courage. Amen. I got a thing we need to get rid of. Amen. But God told him, don't worry about it. He says, I'm going to be with you just like I was with Moses. So right now, before Joshua can go over, amen, and take the land, he has to have a strategy. Sometimes God give us a word and we take our breath. And the things don't work right. Now we are sick with God, but we didn't even stay still long enough to get a plan or to hear the rest of the message from God. All we know is God said go, and we took off. But Joshua knew that God was with him because Joshua was a wise man. In the first place, he knew that Moses was a man of God, and he hung close to Moses. Huh? When you know you got a man or woman of God, you ought to be right at this time. You want to be so close to them as if you thought you was pleasing to God, because you want to glean from them what God has placed in them. Know something about it. You want to receive from them the anointing and the power that God has given. You want to act just like them. And Joshua wanted to act just like Moses. Glory to God. So he knew God. Am I right about it? But before he can go running over there, he had to have a plan. He knew that God had a plan. Glory to God. So he sent spies out to check out the land. Glory to God. And so the two spies that left the Israeli camp of Shin, and the Bible said they crossed the Jordan River and they slipped over into Jericho. They slipped into Jericho. Glory to God. And so Jericho was a city that was built, they say, around an oasis. And they were in the middle of a desolate land, 840 feet below sea level. And around that city was a big, giant, fortified wall. Two walls, amen, because most of those cities were built or encamped with two double fortified walls, amen? And so Jericho was the first major city that Israel had to set out to conquer, glory to God, after the death of Moses and during the leadership of Joshua. So in that time, it was common, glory to God, for houses, see, the way they built the houses, they had a wall, one fortified wall, amen, sometimes about 3-4 feet wide, amen. And then between that, there was a space, and then they built another fortified wall. They might have been like 14 inches or feet or whatever apart, 14 to 15 feet apart. And so they put slats of boards across the two walls, and they built houses on those walls. Amen. So you can get a clear view of what we're talking about here. Amen. So there would be a lot of reasons, if you want to think about it, amen, as we read in scripture, why the spies went to Rahab's house. One of them could be that it was a good place for them to get information and not be seen and not have any questions asked, okay? And another one could be that Rahab's house was just the right location for them to go in and make a quick escape. Glory to God. Another reason could be that God directed the spies to Rahab's house because he knew that Rahab's heart, glory to God, was open to receive him. And he knew that he can use her as an instrument to get his work done. So sometimes God used people with simple faith to accomplish his purpose, and no matter what their past is, and no matter how insignificant they may seem, to us, glory to God, God will use them if they have a mark for them. Glory to God. So Rahab, she did not allow her past to keep her from being a vessel for God to use for his own purpose. Glory to God. A lot of times we fall in error in our walk with God because we don't get into our purpose. Glory to God. We see something and it looks good and it seems like it tastes good and feels good. And so we want to be like this one or be like that one. But we're not asking God, what is it that you want out of my life? What is it that you want me to do for you? Glory to God. We only want to do that that's comfortable and that's pleasing in our sight. I can't imagine that it was comfortable for Rahab to have these men come into her house. Glory to God. Amen. But she had to be open, praise God. And we'll get there in a minute. I want to get ahead of myself. And so she lied. There's no excuse for lying. But the Bible clearly says that lying is a sin. But in this case, she had no choice but to lie in order to save these great men of God. She knew that they were men of God. She was commended, if you read Hebrews chapter 11, 31, the most apostle Paul commended her for her faith because she hid the spies. Amen. The messengers of God. Amen. So could it be that God immediately gave her that lie because of her faith, so she'd have a strategy to work against the enemy? Or could it be a war tactic? In those days, in wartime, it was acceptable practice to lie to the enemy. Amen. Glory to God, so you can save your people. Amen. So that could have been it. You don't know. But on the other hand, Ahab was not a Jew, so she couldn't be held responsible for the Jew and law that God shall not lie. Hello? Most of us, we're going to face some sort of dilemma at one time or another in our life. So sometimes there may be a perfect solution, but there won't always be a perfect solution to our problem. But be thankful that God, he don't demand us to be perfect in our judgment and in all solutions, but he asks us to trust in him and to do the best we can. Am I right about it? Glory to God. So Rahab did not know God as the Hebrews did, but she knew of him. We read it in scripture, glory to God, in chapter 2. The Bible says that the king, and you just don't go against the king. Anybody know anything about kingdom rulership? The king was the God in that land. And the pharaohs and the kings thought themselves to be God anyway. So when the king sent a messenger out, that's just like the king is talking. They come to you and ask you where the men that you're lying to the king. Come up. So she saw something that back then even the Israelites did not even recognize, glory to God. And some so-called men and women of God still don't, glory to God. And she knew that God in heaven is the living God. Come on, somebody. And he's not just an ordinary God. My God, he is all power. Praise God. Amen. So the people in Jericho had heard of God's destruction of the army before them and how he, amen, conquered them and how he gave Israel the victory over the armies and the kings that they fought. And so, glory to God, amen. Rahab knew of this when she saw those spies. And see, they had a certain cloth. The Hebrew guys, men wore certain clothing, so you already know they're Hebrew by their dress. Hello? And their language. Come on, come on. So she already knew that they were Hebrew, so she knew that they were men of God. And she knew they served the true and the living God. She may not serve him herself, but she had respect for their God because she heard about them. My God is him. The people in Jericho, they heard about the power of God, and they got scared too. That's why the king was looking for those two men. My God, glory to God, amen. So we know, glory to God, amen, that we worship the same power with the same miracle-working God, and yet our so-called Christians today still stand in contempt instead of in reverence of him, glory to God, amen. We doubt him, glory to God, because we don't see the victory. We don't see it. We don't see where it's coming from, and that's just a trick of the devil. Glory to God, amen. But this Rahab, amen, she had no doubt of what was coming next. My God. So he lives and save us from death and destruction. Look in the advance to the storm, O holy night. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because it was a blessed night. Amen. And we bless the night that our Savior was born, because if he had not been born, we wouldn't be here today. Glory God. I imagine that God would have gotten tired of us by now and watched the whole earth clean the same time from his promise. Amen. Everybody took the promise. Amen. They took the rainbow and made it into something else. But he promised that he wouldn't destroy the earth with water anymore. Glory God. He won't do it again. Praise God. Amen. So he is powerful enough, amen, to bring us through whatever we're going through. And all we need to do is just take his message that is given to us from his messengers and hide it in our hearts. Get it in your spirit, glory to God. Right now, hear the messages of God, and she treats the enemy just to save the men of God. And if you keep and hide God's word and his message in your heart, I say your hospital, the Bible says,
respect and reverence for him. Glory to God. Amen. It's like a child disrespecting
another was faithful. Now, obviously, if they didn't disrespect that parent, somebody ain't faking them. But the Bible said, you spare the rod, you spoil the child. So when we disrespect our God and walk away from his word and do our own thing, we're being disrespectful. So when we get a faking, glory to God, we ought to say, Lord, I'm sorry, and turn around and don't do that no more. When your child is disobedient and you spank them and they do it again, you spank them again. After a while, they're going to say, I can't do that no more, because if I do that, I'm going to get a spanking. So that's what our rebuke and our chastisement is for, so that we can turn back to our God. So getting back to this, the men told her to take a scarlet a screen or a red scarlet is red and hang it out of the window of her home, amen, because she wanted protection. Glory to God, amen. And the Bible says, amen, in the second verse, glory to God, that in verse 4, and I'm sorry, in the second, the fourth verse, the second chapter, and the woman took the two men and hid them and said, thus there came men unto me, but I went not whence they were. She took the two men and she hid them. And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. So she lied. They went out. But she had brought them up to the roof of her house. And see, then they had the slack, wheat, we call it wheat, or the slack that they would take on the rooftop, and they would pile it up. It's not about 4 feet tall, they said. And they would pile it up, and they threshed it and cleaned it. And that's what they did. They're cycling of the wheat. And so they put it on the roof of their house. And so it was a lot of it piled up on the roof. So those two men had good faith to hide up there. Amen? So that's what she took them, glory to God, to hide them. Why? Because the enemy came to destroy them. The enemy got scared. And glory to God, I see that there's a spy in the camp, and we better get rid of the spy. But Rahab did the wise thing. Somebody say, hide the word in your heart. Glory to God. If we don't hide the word in our heart, the enemy will utterly destroy us. Praise God. And so the men told her to take that scarlet rag. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But the part I love, my God. Amen. When she said in verse 12, therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house. And why did she say that? Because in verse 8 through 11, he said, she began to tell him, say, now, before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof, and she said to the men, now, she done hit them, and other, she done set the enemy the other way, but she went up to them to talk to her. Why? Because she knew that something was up. Somebody say, God got something going. Something's up with God. With nothing up with God, you got to seek him. Amen. Glory to God. If you don't know something's up with God, guess what? You got your head under the bus. Because God is doing something right now. You can see the atmosphere of things that are going on in the atmosphere. Glory to God. You think that the enemy is winning, but he's not. God is up to something. Tell somebody, God is up to something. Amen. And so she went in verse 8. She began to talk and say, now before they lay down, she came up to them, scripture says, on the roof, and she said unto the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land. There it is. Huh? Here comes two men of God. This woman wasn't a Jew. She didn't know God that way. But she saw those two men of God coming, and I believe that everything began to play back in her mind of what God had done and how he had destroyed so many kings for his children and gave them victory after victory after victory. And she began to think, oh my God, my salvation had come to my house. She could have thought the other way and ran and told the king that his eyes were here. But she used wisdom. Glory to God. She knew that a God that would work like that have to have compassion in his heart. So she began to tell them, glory to God, I know that the Lord has given you the land and that the terror of you have fallen on us. Look at that. And that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. That means everybody is scared. The whole town is scared because of you. Glory to God. But listen to this. For we have heard, not we saw Elder Minister King, but we Thank you. here you are. Glory to God. And the woman of God is standing before the man of God. Amen. They did not see it with their own eyes. And they did not have it written in a book like we have. But they heard the talk. Glory to God. And they never forgot what they heard. That's the point with us. You know, we don't listen. We won't record. We won't type. We won't go back and reread. We hear the word and we go right up there and that's it. There's no more of the word. It didn't soak in. It didn't sink in because while we were there and the preacher was preaching, our mind was everywhere else but on the word. And so therefore, when we walk out, the enemy said, "Well, try her. I'm going to see if she heard what the preacher said. I'm going to see if it means anything." And fuck, right across your head and there you go, fall and die. You want me to destroy you? He ain't like us. Tell somebody, say don't like us. You turn to the other neighbors because somebody's confused. They say don't like us. Glory to God. Amen. Tell somebody else, I like it so. You know, y'all say like that. I mean, I like it so. Glory to God. When you hear me, no one's doing anything that you just hear me back about. That's the day I get up in the morning. That's the day I get up. God come running to your river to his feet. Man, I thought I had him. Amen. You got to get a strategic battle plan here. Joshua had a plan, but he had to first start out the land so he could set up the plan. You don't just go running into this thing, get up every morning, get our baths, and wash our hair, or whatever we do, brush our teeth, and then go on our way, and we just don't get a plan for the day. You got to set up. Stop my calling on the name of Jesus. Stop my praying and reading your scriptures before you walk out the door. Get a plan for your day. Glory to God, amen. So that when the enemy comes to your house, amen, it'll say, sin doesn't live here anymore. Because Jesus said, when the prince of this world, which was the devil, came to me, and he was searching for some of his stuff in me, and he couldn't find none of his, he had to flee. Okay. I know some of y'all have something knocking on you. Come on in. Drop it like a hot.
Amen. So that you can write the divide, the word of truth, and you'll know how to answer people when they ask you.
came knocking to her door. And guess what? She took the word that she had heard, and she took God at what she had heard. Glory to God, amen. And she turned her trunk into a blessing. These two spies were led about. But they were troubled for her if she didn't do what she supposed to. If she didn't receive it. The word of God, if we don't receive it, it becomes a reproach. Glory to God.
They're standing on the street, and they're standing there, minding their own.
accountable. Go to the political meetings that they have. They are accountable for your children. They work for you. You pay your salary. And yet your children are dying and being destroyed. And they think, well, now I'm going to destroy your salary. If you're sitting in your home, then you got the right to go to them and tell them, do your job. But if your home is pulled up, then you can shut up. Shut up. You got nothing to say. Let's shut up. That people tell people to shut up. Yeah, shut up. Because you don't have nothing to say if you ain't pulled your home in order. You have to bring things in order. Hide the word in your heart. Remember, in times of trouble, God is always there. If you get the word in your mind, you can pull that word up. Word God has planted it before the enemy. Jesus was a prime example when Satan, the very first time he started out in his ministry after he went up, amen, and fasted 40 days and 40 nights hungry. The enemy tried him and all he did was put the word on him. He taught them in the NIV what we call the Beatitudes. Blessed are these. When you do thus and thus, you want to receive the blessings of God. Be meek and lowly. Be full of love and compassion. Study the word of God. Cleave unto him. Seek him. Pray for the sick and shut in. Be with those that are in hospitals and prisons. Help the father and be a daddy to somebody that don't have a daddy. Be a mother to somebody that don't have a mother. Beyond the four walls of the church and let God use you in the man of death. Amen on that. Because today we're gimme, gotta have. But how many know if you do the will of the Father, God will take care of your business if you take care of his. When you're a child and you're a child of God, you're covered in the blood of Jesus. So just like Rahab dropped that red rope down as a symbol that this is the house where salvation is. When God looks on us, when the enemy comes to you, you accept the Christ as your Savior. All he sees is the red blood of Jesus. He can't destroy you. He can't bring damnation to your house because it's covered under the blood. Am I right about that? Remember the time when Israel was about to go out of Egypt? Glory to God, amen. And God had to kill the fattest lamb, amen, and put the blood of the lamb on that doorpost as a symbol. So that when death comes through the nation, it'll pass by their house. If you want death to pass by your house, got to apply the blood of Jesus. How am I going to do that? I can't take his blood and life and get the word by receiving him. He said, all you got to do is receive me. Believe on me. Amen. Glory to God. Believe in him. Accept him as your Savior. Glory to God. Serve him with your whole heart and with your whole mind. Take the word of God. Learn of him. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You can't learn of him if you don't bear the yoke. You got to get the word. You got to learn the word. You got to learn who he is. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You can't serve somebody you don't know. You can't worship somebody you don't know. If you serve and worship somebody you don't know, you're just going through the motions. You just do what everybody else is doing. You need to bring music like your hands, like your ears. The brain will be swaying and swaying. But it comes a time that you got to go beyond the base. Amen. And that's the worship you read. Am I right? But if you was there, when they danced to that song, is your worship real? Is God real with you? Are you just falling in motion? Are you saying hallelujah? You come your hips and come up and cock your hands? Or is this a part of you? There it goes. We have had something that Israel lost and that they didn't have, and the saints of God don't have today. She had a connection here to God when she wasn't even connected. She had a connection, and she wasn't even connected to God. Maybe she wasn't a Jew, but she knew how to connect herself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You may not be a fire, but you know how to connect and plug into the fire. Oh, I got it.
How old are we to wave our hands? We young folks got legs and we tired. See, when young folks get tired, so they don't wave, they don't arm, but praise God. And all the preachers are tired. Hello? It's true. Somebody's looking for him. Somebody's going to praise him for real. Somebody's going to give his glory upon him. Glory to God, don't get past themselves and say, I don't care. He don't care. I don't care who don't praise. I don't care who don't worship. I'm going to worship my God. I'm going to glorify my God. I'm going to make the Lord because I know that he is the man of God. People only praise God when they're looking for something for him.
Thank you.